This article is entitled Our Medieval Hymns, this time featuring all creatures. It's written for us by Paul Roram, an ELCA pastor and editor of the Lutheran Quarterly, and author of the forthcoming Singing Church History, and is a retired Princeton Theological Seminary professor. The author notes, Lutherans and other hymn lovers may be surprised to learn how many of their favorite hymns come from medieval texts. Can anything good come out of the Dark Ages? Well, Martin Luther thought so. He adopted and adapted multiple hymn texts from the Middle Ages, both in Latin and in German. This is the third of a four-part series exploring examples of pre-Reformation hymn texts in their historical context and sequence. Commemorated every October 4th, Francis of Assisi is legendary for his love of animals and all creation. His hymn text, The Canticle of Brother Sun, may sound too green to be medieval, but Francis really did write these words, adapted into the hymns, All creatures of our God and King, and all creatures worship God Most High. For centuries, the only monks in Western Europe were Benedictine, and Christians there sang only in Latin. Francis broke this mold, starting a new order, and composing in an Italian dialect. Over against the wealth and power of his family, his town, and historical era, with its extravagant Gothic cathedrals and costly crusading armies, Francis chose radical poverty. He lived outdoors, begging on the street and experiencing nature and all sorts of animals. The sun and the moon were his natural companions, along with the traditional four elements mentioned in his canticles, wind, water, fire, and earth. Francis sang the harmonious goodness of creation, not a discordant evil of matter. Though titled The Canticle of Brother Sun, his song, presented here in the Paulist Press translation, starts not with the sun, but with the high praise for God. Highest omnipotent good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory, the honor, and every blessing to you alone, Most High, do they belong, and no human is worthy to name you. Even if no human being is worthy to pronounce the divine name, God can still be praised with and through other creatures. Thus the following stanzas, with their opening phrase, Praise be you, my Lord. Repeated many times. Praise be you, my Lord, through sister, moon, and the stars in heaven you formed them clear and precious and beautiful. Francis praises God through these creatures. He does not address them as though they were living beings. God the Creator is praised by all means of creation, from the heavenly bodies down through the four basic elements, even to the earthly predicament of human weakness, and all the way down to our sister bodily death, from a section he added near the end of his life. William Henry Draper, who translated Francis's text into English as All Creatures of Our God and King, was probably influenced by the scriptural witness, including Psalm 148, quote, Praise God, sun and moon. His version addresses the text to the creatures themselves, calling on all things to join in praise of the Creator, with multiple Alleluias echoing the Psalms. O flowing waters, pure and clear, make music for your Lord to hear. O praise Him, Alleluia. O fire so masterful and bright, providing us with warmth and light. While Draper had dropped the familial language, all creatures worship God Most High, restores the naming of brothers and sisters and mother. Sing, brother fire, so mirthful strong, drive far the shadows, join the throng. Alleluia, alleluia, dear Mother Earth so rich in care, praise God in colors bright and rare. Clearly, Francis was devoted to the poor Christ, noting Jesus' birth in a stable, yet the canticle does not explicitly name him, not even in the full stanza about death. Praise be you, my Lord, through our sister bodily death, from whom no living can escape. Woe to those who die in mortal sin. Blessed are they whom she finds in your most holy will, for the second death can do them no harm. In the end, the canticle calls on all to praise and bless the Lord, giving the last word to a very Franciscan humility. O sisters, brother, take your part and worship God with humble heart. The original Italian for the refrain, Praise be you, is Laudato si, which provided the title of the current Pope's 2015 encyclical on care of our common home. Bringing a medieval hymn text fully into our current concern for the natural environment, this Pope even chose Francis as his papal name, a name forever known for this celebration of creation and its creator.